I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Throughout the course of the season, it's going to happen. That's the name of the game. It's not if you get hurt, it's when you get hurt, right? So dealing with, you know, whether we have new guys or, you know, we got to get them moving around a little bit today. That was good to see. So jury's still out. And again, we rock with who we got. We do a good job in our offensive unit meetings and getting guys ready to go. So whatever the case is, we'll be prepared.
Bills quarterback Josh Allen. They've got injuries. Keon Coleman could miss a couple weeks with that injury. The Bills say they're still evaluating that, so we'll see the latest. Sounds like he's not going to go this week against Indianapolis. You know, can he play through whatever it is? We'll see as time goes by. 803-0550 is our number. All right, Joe, here's a question for you.
Okay.
The Bills' current quarterback situation, that's Josh Allen versus other versions of Josh Allen.
Mm-hmm.
Do the Bills have what everyone, and I, you know what I mean by everyone, do the Bills currently have in Josh Allen what everyone has wanted him to be for years? And I'm not saying literally every person, but all the talking points about Allen were he needs a little more help. He needs to stop turning the ball over.
Yeah.
And he's got to stop taking hits. He's got to protect himself a little bit more. And to look at some of the numbers on what the Bills are getting this year, they are way up in yak yards, mm-hmm. which I don't necessarily subscribe to that being the end-all be-all, but whatever. That's his receivers are giving him more help, right? Whether that's Coleman or Shakir or the running game
yep.
being more diverse, and the backs are out there making plays. Like, after the catch, they are a better yak team than they have been probably ever in his time here. His turnover numbers are way down, and the two interceptions he's thrown are not his fault. He's being careful with the football, but not being too conservative. And his rushing yards and rushing attempts are down too.
Yeah.
So add all that up. Is that not what everybody has clamored for? Like, are we seeing what we think is the most sustainable version or the ideal version of Josh Allen? And then should I put in the regular season on it? Like
in the regular season, right, I think, like, is a good qualifier because he's been near perfect in the playoffs. Near perfect.
Yep.
I mean, touchdown interception ratio, his interception percentage, like, he has some numbers in the postseason that are, like, all-time good. Like, top five. I think he has the lowest interception percentage ever, given what you make the minimum. And then touchdown interception, he's been the top, and he's near it, too. So, regular season... See, this is what's weird, though, is it does feel like that's what people have been clamoring for, because what's... How often have we heard they need to ask Josh to do less for them? You know, or some yeah. version of that. They shouldn't have to need Josh to do all of it. Take some off his shoulders, if you will. And they've done that. But how many people also want him to win MVP?
Right.
Because, like, right now, what he's on pace for, he might have a tough time winning MVP on the numbers that he currently has. So I don't know what fans really want here. Do they want what they're seeing, which is he's at 222 yards per game. That is 30 fewer, at least, than any year of his career going back to 2019. So 2020 through 24. 222 yards per game is more than 30 yards fewer per game. 253 he had last year, which actually would have been his second lowest. This year he's at 222. And, okay, the turnovers are down too. And the rushing is down. That might be the biggest thing, right? Is the rushing. Because his attempts are down, his yardage is down. I mean, 2 years ago, he had 762 yards. He's sitting on 211, and we're more than halfway through the year. So I guess I don't know what fans want, because I don't know what they prefer. Do they prefer Allen to have these gaudy numbers that are going to win him MVP because they all want him to win MVP, or do they want him to have more pedestrian numbers throughout the regular season because they want more taken off his plate? They want to run the ball. They want yak. They don't want him to run it, and they want to get him healthy to the playoffs. Like, what do we want here?
That's a good question. His numbers are not. I mean, they're pedestrian from a what?
From his standard.
Sure, he's probably on pace to have a slightly lower passing yard and rushing yard, but touchdowns are still way up, right? He's got
passing
20 touchdowns total touchdowns.
Are very, yeah, yeah,
17
that's right.
passing touchdowns, 3 rushing touchdowns. You know, like it's he's having a great year. No one would dispute that. And
yeah.
The other thing is maybe, you know, as you make the MVP point, we're tracking the MVP all the time, but Lamar won the MVP last year without gaudy numbers. His numbers this year are going to be better than last year.
They weren't gaudy passing numbers, but aren't the rushing numbers for him always gaudy? Like, he had, how many rushing yards did he have last year? Did he have 1,000 or maybe just short of that? Lamar Jackson last year, he had, oh, okay, maybe not, 500 yards rushing and 2 touchdowns.
Yeah.
That's actually not far off of what Allen's on pace for. So, okay, that's a good point. Because Allen right now, I mean, you're right about the touchdowns. The touchdowns, he's right on the mark. Passing yardage, 3,700 yards he's about on pace for.
Yeah, which is pretty low for him.
I mean,
really low.
He's had 4,300, 4,200, 4,400, 4,500. Like, those are his last 4 years. And right now he's on pace for 37. And the rushing down, too. Like, I guess the MVP point is more, do you want, I guess we don't want him to be Superman because, like, Jaden Daniels right now. I know he's a rookie. But Jaden Daniels is on pace for the same passing yardage output. He's on pace for more rushing, for sure. So if you're just making the statistical argument, I don't think fans will be, you know, happy if Jaden Daniels shows up in year one and is able to win the MVP. But that's about where Allen's at right now. Allen is maybe lower than that. If you just want to make the statistical argument, hey, who deserves it more, like, I think you could get Allen that would be top of the list just because he's been around longer and they might feel like it's a legacy thing. He deserves it more, but I don't know. I feel like wanting him to not have big numbers is just kind of a weird place to stand, a weird place to be when you also want him desperately to win the MVP. But, you know, this comes down to what are fans' preference? This would be a moment. Okay, like, determining, I don't really care about the MVP. I don't care about the MVP. I just want them to get to the playoffs in the best version of themselves, him be as healthy as possible, and that's what they're currently on track for. If you're worried about Allen taking extra hits and Allen, you know, not being fresh by the time the playoffs show up, well, I mean, he's right now on pace to take less hits than he has since 2019.
Good.
2020. So, yeah. If that's the preference, then that's the right place to be. It's just to say, I don't care about the MVP. And if you're just focusing on what's best for the team, maybe this is where you want him to be.
Yeah, I mean, the Bills should never care. I shouldn't say that. They should not care about the MVP. I mean, they want their player to, of course, be recognized. But for me, what this all represents, and, you know, at the good times of the season, it's felt like what we're watching is Allen in total command of the offense. And the losses that they've had, we really don't pin them too much on him. The Houston game,
right.
It's about his supporting cast is really in rough shape. And the Baltimore game, the defense got run off the field. But everywhere else, Allen has definitely been good enough. And if nothing else, like this higher yak, lower turnover, mm-hmm. and he's not doing too much, that's a plan coming together. You know,
right.
You want a couple things for your sports teams over time. And this is always like, if you'll allow me to reference the tank here. But the rooting for the Sabres to finish last when they wanted it was rooting for your team to execute a plan, right?
Right.
And you might not necessarily think that the Bills or whoever it is have the best plan. But if they lay one out there, like Kincaid, we're going to draft Kincaid, we're going to go more 12 personnel, we want to be a yak team. It took them a little bit of time to get there. Last year it was clumsy, and they changed coordinators. But to me, what this Bills version of the offense right now, this Allen offense represents, is that they have finally gotten to the place they want to be. Will it be enough to win the whole thing? Well, that's to be determined. But more balance in the run game. We talked to Joe Marino yesterday, who said, like, this is the best the Bills have run it in forever. And James Cook's a perfect fit for this style, the zone run scheme. And the run game and the pass game are married together well. And you've got the easy button Shakir throws. And, you know, the piece that was missing earlier in the year were the options on the outside at receiver. And we think those pieces are in place now. So what I've got from Allen in it's funny, we always have to say, like, regular season, is a version that looks like it can win any game. He certainly doesn't look like he's going to throw you out of games, which has right. happened in other years. So, you know, it's on some level I want to raise a glass and like you guys did what you wanted to do. It took you some time to get to this spot for this version of him.
Yeah,
but here it is.
I also will say this could be different as the season goes on when it comes to his output and maybe not the form of the offense, like the style of the offense. There is a lot of the yak stuff that is still happening, but maybe I'm focusing more on like how much they are running the ball, how much they are taking the ball out of his hands. Because in the last 3 weeks, like since they made the Amari Cooper trade, knowing he didn't play in one of those games, it does look a little bit different. Like, his output looks a little bit different. He's thrown the ball at least 30 times in all three of those games. In fact, I think if I'm looking right, the three games with the most pass attempts on the year are all in the last 3 weeks. Number 1, 2, and 3, all in that order. Miami, he had the most pass attempts of the year. His second highest total of the year was against Seattle. His third highest total of the year was against Tennessee. And his numbers, 323, 283, 235. So he's averaging in the high 200s, which is very different from what he was doing before that. Remember, before they traded for Cooper, he was averaging less than 200 yards per game.
Right.
And he's got, and passing touchdowns, he's got 7 in the last 3 weeks. So part of this, too, this is not the him running point. It's more about how much they want to run the ball, neutral pass rate and whatnot. That the last three games with Cooper in the fold, maybe they're showing a little bit of what they really do want to be. That they want to run it more maybe than they did a couple years ago when they were never running it. But they're not going to be this game manager offense where Allen is just throwing the ball at the line of scrimmage and they're only asking him to throw the ball 20 to 25 times per game. I think what you're seeing here is a higher volume that, you know, I think that would be where you end up in the right spot.
Yeah.
That's where I think everybody would kind of come together. Like,
for the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Like, this is where you want to be. He's throwing the ball enough. He's putting up good numbers. It looks like he's freed up to be, you know, playing hero ball once, or it's be Superman once in a couple times per game. But he also doesn't need to because we've got these bubble screens, Shakir working, and Cook when he's getting the ball is working. So I feel like we're trajectory is towards everybody feeling like this will be the best version of it.
Let's get connected with our fans, brought to you by Northtown Kia. Shop online at northtownkia.com, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Nick in Buffalo is up. Hey, Nick, good morning.
Hey, guys. Appreciate you having me on. I just think with this MVP conversation, it's very interesting because it's a balance, right? You can't have the stats and not have the team record. I can't remember the last time a team that snuck into the wild card or a team that didn't win the division and really be like a top two or three seed had a guy win the MVP. But you also want Allen to pad the stats. But to the point of the ultimate goal of the Super Bowl, he's looked drained at times in the playoffs. He's looked at, like, where we need him to be Superman. He's done it all year, and he's almost running out of gas. So I think the balancing of the game managing to get that ultimate goal of a Super Bowl is really the goal. But he's still top five in passing touchdowns. He's still top 10 in passing yards. So it's not like he's doing nothing, right?
Yeah.
He's definitely more of a game manager, but I think we're keeping him much more fresh. I think he looks much more effective in these last couple games, obviously outside of that Baltimore and Houston game. And I really think that if he can continue this pace, he'll set himself up to be in the conversation. Is he blowing people away with the stats? No. But I think anyone that is able to watch football can understand what he's able to do and what he's providing for the team. So from an MVP perspective, I think he'll at least put himself in the conversation just by keeping the team record up and being one of the top teams in the league and seeing what we can do for the team. So thanks.
Thanks, Nick. Yeah, I almost feel like MVP as an award, this might be overstating it, but there's a fork in the road maybe coming this year, right? If the Chiefs do finish unbeaten or 16-1, I always have to do the math on the add a game. You have to do that now?
Yes.
Right? Like
with some records. So like the ones we don't, like 16-1 we haven't seen.
Right.
So
right. In my head, I'm like, oh, 15-1 is losing one game, plus one, okay, carry the one.
Like,
anyway,
13-4, I don't think I have to do it for, but right. 15-2 so, I might too, yeah.
If Mahomes gets to 16 wins, 15-2 even, and his numbers are like Lamar's last year, and he wins it, like that sentiment, Nick said, it's a team record award, that will gain more traction. It frequently is. You're one of the best teams, and your quarterback put up monster numbers. Like, Rodgers wins it with 48 touchdowns. Mahomes wins it with 50 touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
If there's no monster number, and they decide again it's going to be the guy on the best team. Like, Mahomes in the last couple weeks has started to come around, by the way. Like, we had kind of mocked him because his production was way down. Last week, 291 and three touchdowns. That's the Bucs. The week before, 262 and two touchdowns. 2 weeks before that, 331, no touchdowns, one pick. I don't know what he's – I could pull up his pace. You know, he's got 11 touchdowns. If they go 16 and one and he finishes with – let's give him a slight boost – 24 passing touchdowns. If that wins the MVP, like, come on. We will now. It feels like the fork in the road will have been fully taken to this is a team award given to the player on that team.
Pretty much, which is where I think it is right now. Right. Maybe there's not a realization of that. That's my biggest problem with the award is, are we doing any analysis of what the player is actually doing for the team, or are we just going, oh, that team has the best record. Who's their quarterback? That's the guy who gets it. Because if you're doing any objective analysis of Mahomes' season so far, season ends today, I mean, he's not the MVP. Like, there's no objective analysis that lands on to me. He has been the best player, the most valuable player to his team this season when especially his defense so often has been really good this year. And his bar for scoring is. I mean, have they scored? They haven't scored more than 30 points on the year.
They just did this last week, but it was overtime.
They got to 30. Yeah, they got to 30. And right, it took overtime to do it. So, see, the thing about that, though, is what extra stuff are we really counting? Are we counting the overall team record? Are we how much do we want to pay attention to that? The team success part of it. How much do we want to pay attention to whether you're a rookie or not? Are we eliminating or are we downgrading Jaden Daniels just because he's a rookie? Just because he has another award? Because really, in definition, that shouldn't matter. The fact there's another award that he qualifies for shouldn't matter to whether or not he's the MVP or not. But it does enter the equation, I think.
I mean, baseball does that too, don't they? Don't they say, well, you've got the Cy Young, you don't need the MVP for a pitcher.
Right.
And the NHL does this too. Oh, Vezina is for goalies, so you don't need an MVP to be a goalie. It's rare.
Right. But to me, that almost sounds ridiculous, right? Like, I know that's how it is, but I feel like that's totally unfair. If he's the MVP, but we're not giving it to him because he's a rookie, like, that's, and he has his own award, that's what they do, though. The legacy part of it, like, again, probably shouldn't enter the equation, but probably does. Where I think right now, Lamar Jackson, by who's played the best, who's most valuable to his team, who has the best numbers, I don't even think it's close. I think Lamar Jackson is the MVP, but I doubt highly they're going to give him a third MVP.
I think the case against Lamar is Derrick Henry. Like, they're on the same team together, and Henry's going to have an unbelievable season.
Jackson, though, is on.
I mean, he's having a great year. Like, I wouldn't dispute it, but again, it's not gaudiest. It's not who.
Yeah.
I've got a Let's Get Stupid, by the way, that has come to mind if you want to do this.
This is the thing. Like, to me, the problem is, like, maybe this was Lamar winning it last year, and that's what I'm comparing it to. He is on pace to smash his numbers from last year.
Right.
Like, he is averaging 40 yards more per game passing. He's third in the league in passing right now. He's on pace for, he had 24 passing touchdowns last year in a full season. He's already at 20. Like, he is going to blow by his numbers from last year. But again, maybe that's a consequence of they gave it to him last year, because I think that shouldn't matter, but I think it probably does enter the equation.
Okay, well, let me root for Cincinnati tonight so the record is down even lower. You ready for my Let's Get Stupid?
Sure.
I've got a Let's Get Stupid. This is, I mean, whatever. There are no stupid ideas. Well, yes, there are. We just talked about them in Let's Get Stupid.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Let's Get Stupid.
Okay.
We're complaining that the MVP is too often going to go to a team that's, you know, oh, it's the team with the bye. It's the team with this.
Yeah.
Introducing, Joe, a new NFL award. Mr. Wild Card.
Mr. Wild Card.
Mr. Wild Card.
Uh-huh.
It goes to the player voted to be the most valuable of wild card teams.
Oh, my goodness.
So
Russell Wilson's going to win this every year.
Mr. Wildcard?
Mr. Wildcard.
This is horrible.
Why is it horrible?
This is a terrible idea.
Think of the debate shows. I think Lamar's MVP, they lose and fall a game behind Pittsburgh. Well, now he's lined up for Mr. Wildcard.
Yeah.
Because you don't like it?
It seems very gimmicky. Very
this is
gimmicky.
Let's Get Stupid. You're allowed to do gimmicks.
That's right. Okay. Yep. Who would get What's it right that? Now?
What we got to keep track of the stupidest Let's Get Stupid we ever did, because I don't know if Mr. Wildcard is at the bottom, but it might be pretty close.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just trying to find a way that we can remove the whole, you know, what Nick called about. It's not supposed to be, all right, let's check who's got, let me check the standings first. That's not how it's supposed to work.
No, right. It shouldn't work that way. Who would be Mr. Wildcard right now?
Let me check the standings.
AFC wildcard teams are Baltimore. That makes it easy.
Lamar.
Baltimore, Chargers,
there you go. He gets Mr. Wildcard, so he can't get MVP.
Lamar, by the way, I don't want to get held up too much on this. Last year, he had four combined yards, 4,400 combined yards, passing plus rushing, and 29 touchdowns. Right now, he is on pace for 5,500 yards and 41 touchdowns. He is... It's just the stats. Maybe it's the overall game, too. It is like it's not even a competition. He is blowing by his numbers from last year. And I know Henry is there. He's running more this year than he was last year, which I don't know how that's happening, but he would be Mr. Wildcard because, well, let's assume they win the division. They win the division.
You could get a defensive player, maybe more likely. TJ Watt would have won a Mr. Wildcard by now.
Yeah. Maybe like Kyler Murray be good for this? No, they're first place in their division, so he wouldn't count. Jalen Hurts. That'd be my answer. Jalen
Not
Hurts.
Saquon? Come on. Look at the diversity of positions has brought back.
Saquon.
I can give it to other positions instead of just deciding that one of the top four teams in the NFL's quarterback has to win this award.
He jumps over a guy backwards. So what?
It is the best move of all time.
The best move
Let's
of
call
all
it
time?
What it was. Let's call it what
it's
it was.
It's the best. He got two extra yards.
The best move of all time.
The best
you tell
move
me
of all
one
time.
Single juke ever better than jumping over a guy backwards.
Saw some good Terrence McGee jukes.
Terrence McGee? Listen, you're not going to get me to trash Terrence McGee. He made some nice moves.
The best juke. You're saying it's the best? Is it even a juke?
I'm saying it's the single best move to get by a defender in NFL history. Put it on the debate shows.
Has anybody ever, people would have done this in pickup football growing up like I did. Has anybody ever in the NFL, like, thrown the football over the guy's head and then ran past him and caught it? Has that ever happened in a live game?
I don't think that happens in tackle football because you could just blast the dude and it's a fumble.
Right. Well, no, the idea is they get distracted by the football. Oh, they look up for it and you're by them now. They're not focused on you.
The only other candidate I have for best juke of all time is like Barry Sanders against the Patriots 1 year.
Oh, he's got to have some.
When he turned the guy backwards and forth like three times.
Yes, there's a screenshot of Barry Sanders and there's a lineman looking behind him. Like he's like he thought the play was over and he's still going. It's really funny.
Saquon, best single move of all time.
It doesn't matter that he only got like one additional yard off.
That's because there were more defenders there. If that was the last guy, he would have gone the distance. You can only juke one guy at a time. Anyway, 803-0550. Talking about Josh a little bit from and MVP. From yak yards way up to turnovers way down to fewer rushing yards and attempts to protect him, are we seeing the best version of a regular season Josh Allen offense? All the things the Bills have maybe wanted to do, they appear to be doing. Regular season, of course. You can comment on that. I've got that on Twitter. You can give us a call as well. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.